If you don't have an email list, then you don't have a direct line to your customers. Reaching your clients, audience, supporters, and fans with the right message at the right time in the right place becomes easy when you've got a strategic email list in place. My email list is the number one way I drive profits in my business. And major bonus here, it's a lot easier and way more fun than you might think. That's why I'm teaching a free live workshop all about growing your email list called From Zero Subscribers or Zero Strategy to an Engaged Email List That Lasts. I'll show you how to kick off your email list building strategy with no fear, because I know it can be scary to start something new in your business. Save your virtual seat at growanemaillist.com. Inside of my free live workshop, you'll learn why email marketing is 10 times more effective than posting on social media, my secret to sending out weekly emails without adding a ton of work to my plate, my best tips for getting people to hit subscribe, and what to actually say to them to convert them from subscribers to paying clients and customers. Save your seat now at growanemaillist.com. That's growanemaillist.com to get started with an email list strategy that drives real results. I'll see you at the masterclass. Here's the deal. It's not about you, it's about them. So when you're creating content, ask yourself, what is the end goal of this piece? What will it provide for my audience? Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. Let's talk traffic. You all know that I'm a firm believer that those who pay attention, meaning that generally when we invest in ourselves and our businesses, we tend to follow through and execute on that investment because we've bought in with something more than just our time. However, this Midwestern gal grew up with super resourceful parents who worked hard and found ways to provide fun experiences and memories for us at little to no cost, like going to the library and spending our days perusing the shelves and sitting in the comfy chairs, or the way my mom would let us pick out a toy at Target that we could play with while in the cart, but we had to put back before we left the store. I mean, I'm all for forking over a few bucks for tools and systems that can propel my business forward, but I also fully realize that sometimes budgets take precedence, or we just don't have the wherewithal to invest in something new and shiny all the time. In fact, I was the biggest penny pincher in my early days of entrepreneurship. While I thoughtfully chose a handful of certain resources to invest in, I was also all about getting gritty and creative and finding, testing, and utilizing any and all free strategies that would help my business and traffic grow organically. I'm talking with no paid ads or pricey tools in sight. So today I want to share my top five favorite free ways to grow your online presence, web traffic, and business leads completely and utterly organically. First up, and this one might like really excite you, commit to posting consistently on one social media platform. That's right, just one. And if you're already rocking the social media game, bravo to you. I know so many business owners who are in the weeds of client communication and product and service development or delivery who would like to show up on social media, but feel too overwhelmed or just straight up too busy to tackle it. And it kind of makes sense too, right? Like with a million ways that you can show up just on Instagram alone, from reels to static posts to stories to lives to IGTV to DMs. I mean, man, it can feel downright all consuming trying to take all of that on top of running your business. Add in all the other platforms along with the new ones that keep popping up like TikTok or Clubhouse. And of course, it's scary and stressful to try and tackle all of that and do it all well and consistently to make any kind of indent in the social media sphere. That's why entire jobs exist to handle company social media needs. There are almost too many options and places for one person to handle and manage, especially if that one person is also in charge of things like running an entire business and serving clients at the same time. But here's what I want for you to think about. If you could pick just one platform that you know your target audience hangs out on, which, by the way, is likely going to be a different platform for every business type, and you commit to just start showing up there consistently in the way that feels most natural to you, wouldn't that be better than not showing up at all? It's a yes. Like, the answer is yes. So look at what medium you're naturally drawn to. If it's photography, then maybe it's Instagram or Facebook. If you always communicate through voice text, maybe you should have a podcast or go on Clubhouse. If you don't mind being on video, perhaps it's YouTube or going live on Facebook or Instagram. If you love to write, maybe you should have a blog, an email list, or write in captions or quotes. There are different ways to use and express any natural gift you have through the many ways you can show up and serve online. So think about this. Which way of showing up is easiest for you, most approachable for you to be consistent at? And where are your clients searching to find what you do? Oh, and by the way, when I say show up consistently, I don't mean that you have to show up every single day of the week. Consistently means finding a rhythm that works for you and with you and sticking to it so that you can post content that isn't just filler, like the blog content that you feel obligated to share, but stuff that actually makes sense and engages your ideal audience and speaks to them in a real and meaningful way. That can mean posting once a week, or it could mean posting 5 days a week, or it could mean every Tuesday, Thursday, like whatever works for you and your lifestyle and your business. That's more important than trying to keep up with the ever-changing algorithms or trends on social. Now, I know you've heard this, but consistency is kind of like the magic pixie dust that contributes most heavily to success. In an article on Forbes.com about why content consistency is the key to an incredible marketing strategy, the author found that after 6 months of posting on social media consistently, their clients' blog traffic increased by 90% and their followers increased by 8% to 30% on various social media platforms. The article also shared that consistent brands are worth 20% more than those with inconsistencies in their messaging. What I found is that when you're consistent, your confidence grows. And when your confidence grows, showing up just becomes this natural integration into your life. And when that happens, your bandwidth expands to show up in even more ways. So start small and work big, but prove to yourself first that you're capable of showing up on one platform consistently. Like, pick that platform, commit to showing up regularly and with content that's interesting and engaging for your ideal clients, and then you'll start reaping the rewards. Now, number two, you can also team up with other content creators and partner together to promote one another's content. This is a great way to grow your traffic if you know of and follow content creators either in a similar business or industry as yours or who have target audiences similar to the ones you serve. It's also helpful if you have around the same amount of followers so that you both feel more inclined to support one another. When I was just getting started, I would do this thing called Follow Fridays with other girls where we'd share about one another and talk about why we were inspired by them and what kind of content they shared. Now, I haven't done this in years, but it was super fun and it was a great way to expand my audience's inspiration. And now with extra tools like Reels and IG Live with guests and Instagram stories, there's even more ways for you to share the love. So get creative here. Make sure you focus on adding value to your audience and to their audience, and make sure it feels exciting to give the invitation for your audience to follow another person. The most important part of a collaboration like this is finding the intersection between both of your audiences and a way to serve everyone effectively. That means you probably don't just want to post each other's handles in a caption and simply tell your followers to go follow them, because that doesn't really add any obvious value to their feeds or make it exciting or intriguing for them to actually do it. Ask yourself how you can create synergy between brands or people and share in each other's audiences. So here's a few productive ways to partner with other content creators. You could do things like going live together to teach on a subject interesting to both of your audiences, doing a Q&A on one or both of your channels on a topic your communities are interested in, hosting a giveaway for a product or service from each of your businesses that your communities would find valuable, doing an Instagram story takeover on each other's stories to teach or share something impactful, hosting a free or low price workshop to talk or teach about something your audiences would both find compelling, sharing a Follow Friday roundup of content creators in similar industries as yours, and sharing exactly what you love about them that your followers would also find interesting and helpful. Even reposting other content creators' posts in your Instagram stories and tagging their profile name is a super easy way to get their attention and to potentially have them reshare your share. I know it's sort of meta, but it can be a simple way to get your profile in front of a new audience with less than 30 seconds of effort by simply sharing and tagging another person's content. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. When it comes to content creation, you either do it because you love it or because you know it's a powerful business tool. Now, either way, it takes a ton of work. Whether you're building your website from scratch or struggling to manage payments, you need Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate one-stop shop that's been my go-to for almost a decade. Yes, nearly a decade. It's designed to help creators and entrepreneurs build thriving online businesses with steady recurring income. Whether it's blogging, coaching, or podcasting, Kajabi makes it simple to transform your passion into profitable online courses, exclusive membership sites, and so much more. Over the years, Kajabi has been my rock, from hosting my signature courses like the Pinterest Lab to handling transactions without taking a single penny of my money. That's right, you get to keep 100% of what you earn. With Kajabi, you get powerful analytics, simple payment options, effective email marketing tools, and beautiful website templates that you can customize. And here's a little secret. You don't need a massive following to earn a great income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi who are making 6 and 7 figures with less than 50,000 followers, and you can be one of them. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/goal. That's kajabi.com/goal. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion today at kajabi.com/goal. Next up, you're going to want to think through your long-term and longer-form content strategy. So while you might not get as many eyes on a blog post right away as you feel like you do on a social media post, which, let's be honest, only about 6% of our audience even sees what we share, long-form content can be super effective for your long game. Social media posts live and die within a few hours, thanks to the algorithm, but long-form content can generate results for weeks, months, even years to come. There's a whole other level of searchability, and when you create long-form content, it's almost like you're building out your own content resource library for those who want what you're sharing. This isn't just about blogs. The same goes for video and audio content if you have a YouTube channel or your own podcast. These long-form traffic drivers are consumed long after being created and are more searchable than something organized chronologically like social media. So think about how you can optimize what you're creating in order to get more traffic. One way to do this is by being thoughtful with your keywords. Keywords are a search engine optimization or SEO term for infusing words and phrases that are commonly searched into your content so that it pulls your content up in search engines more easily. We actually have a few episodes on SEO, so if you're brand new to it or just getting started, head to jennakutcherblog.com and type in SEO in the search box and you can pull up our old episodes there. They're super helpful. Like, did you know that using the right keywords can actually be incredibly useful for more than just blog content? Like by incorporating strategic keywords into video titles and descriptions, podcast titles and descriptions, blog post headlines and copy, Pinterest pins and descriptions, your content is more likely to pull up when people search for the topics that you cover. So how do you pick strategic keywords to use in this long form content? Well, it can actually be pretty simple. If you just take the topic that you're creating content about and you type in the main words that describe that topic into the Google search bar, and you'll see other words that it populates around this topic. This is also an awesome way to brainstorm content because you can see the top things that people are searching for around a given topic. Side note here too, you can also type it into Pinterest search bar for more keyword ideas on that platform. Whatever pulls up in the headlines on that first page of Google having to do with your topic or whatever auto-populates in the Pinterest search bar are great keywords that you can take and infuse into your title and content. Several options for keywords will come up, but just try to pick one key phrase that you'll weave into your content a few times and then try popping a few other keywords in organically if you can as well. And utilize description areas everywhere to include keywords so that people can easily find your content when they're searching. The fourth way to boost your traffic for free is to revisit your Pinterest strategy. So earlier today, someone asked in our Gold Digger Podcast Insiders Facebook group if Pinterest was still relevant. And I typed in a capital YES exclamation point. I probably was a little too excited, but I will never stop shouting it from the rooftops. Pinterest is the biggest organic traffic driver for my website, and it has been for years. But like many online tools, it changes, and those changes tend to intimidate users into shying away and focusing their efforts elsewhere. But let me tell you, as a pretty big Pinterest devotee, aka their borderline obsessed biggest fan with inside sources directly at Pinterest, I am here to say that playing with the new features is worth it big time. And in fact, Pinterest isn't introducing these new features to confuse and frustrate us. They're doing it to help users like me and you boost our traffic and to do so totally for free. So our buddies over at Tailwind, the Pinterest scheduling app, sent us a little intel recently that might help you break through some of Pinterest's recent changes. And by the way, the changes weren't anything major. We just went through and updated our course, and it was just a few things that they've tweaked. And their number one piece of advice was to make more story pins, because story pins can help attract a growing engaged audience, creating more distribution for your content that has a link. So story pins are kind of similar to Instagram stories. So if you use those, you should already be pretty familiar with the format. And Tailwind's top tips for story pins are to use video early and often, draw people in with an engaging first panel to your story, preferably a video. Use more than one panel or story slide. Show how to do something start to finish in a super succinct way. And in your last panel or slide, encourage people to go follow you. Tailwind also suggests creating more video pins, which seem to be especially engaging for accounts with fewer than 10,000 followers and tend to drive substantial website traffic. They recommend too to focus more on creating fresh pins rather than sharing and saving other pins. So if you took the first strategy from this episode of focusing on just one social media platform consistently, and you picked Pinterest, and you're committed to using these tips from Tailwind, you might be shocked to see your traffic skyrocket over the coming weeks and months. Just saying. So finally, the last strategy to increase traffic for free is making sure every piece of your content going out is actually valuable and focused on serving your target audience. Let me be honest for a hot second. None of the strategies we've talked about before this one will make much of a dent in your traffic if adding value isn't your main priority. And that's because your content is building a relationship with your ideal clients and customers. And so uninteresting or poorly put together content can actually hinder that trust and relationship. That means each and every social media post, each and every blog post, each and every pin and podcast episode and YouTube video should be focused on delivering something insightful, helpful, educational, or entertaining to your audience. Here's the deal. It's not about you. It's about them. So when you're creating content, ask yourself, what is the end goal of this piece? What will it provide for my audience? Is it adding something interesting or compelling or useful to their feeds and lives? If you can clearly answer all of those questions, your content will contribute to growing your traffic because when it's high quality, people are more likely to share, save, engage, and revisit it later on. And bonus, it's more likely to perform better on search engines when it's thoughtful, compelling, and well-organized. Additionally, the SEO pros at OptiMonster share that 72% of marketers say that relevant content creation is the single most effective SEO tactic. Relevant meaning that it makes sense and it's appropriate for your target audience. Focus on what makes sense for the people who are following you. They also shared that quality content is known to increase traffic by as much as 2,000%. That's right. Quality content is known to increase traffic by as much as 2,000%. So yes, focus on one social media platform. Get really consistent and confident there. Or focus on growth through connecting and collaborating with other content creators. Or maybe it's time for you to hone in on your content strategy or revisit how you're utilizing Pinterest to drive traffic organically. The biggest thing to keep in mind is that you want to be someone who adds value. Now, here's one final thing to know. I always love when something is free 99. But while we're on the topic of free strategies to grow your traffic, I do want to touch on the fact that just because something is free dollar-wise doesn't necessarily always mean it's the best or smartest move for your business or for your time. For example, if you think about how much money your time costs, like literally what is the actual dollar amount of 1 hour of your time being spent executing these strategies, that might cost you way more in the long run if some of these strategies take you hours and hours to implement each week. And while the strategies and the tools themselves might not cost any money up front, the time they take to complete might take away from your bottom line or in the long run. I just want to point out the fact that the three biggest things we spend on our business are time, money, and energy. And in different seasons, you might value one more than the others. So get honest with yourself and do so for every investment you make in growing your business. As we've walked through these, realize that you don't have to do them all at once. You'll be more successful if you approach these strategies and so many others by conjuring the amount of time each task will take you and prioritizing which strategies are most realistic for you to commit your time to. AKA, you don't want to eat up all your time and ultimately take away from your other needle-moving tasks that you should be focusing on every day. It might be helpful to just pick one or two of them to focus on and weave into your weekly workflow at first. Test them, see how they add to your business or growth over a few weeks or months before revisiting this episode and seeing how you can work a few more into your day-to-day routine. Above all else, wherever you're creating and sharing content, make it content that you'd actually want to consume. Put a little personality into it. Make it fun to read. There's way too much boring or pointless content out there, to be honest, and I know you're the furthest thing from boring. So while these strategies are free and implementable today, they do require some of your thoughtfulness and some of your secret sauce too, because life is way too short to spend your time peddling crummy content. I cannot wait to watch you grow. Hop on over. I want to know, go to Gold Digger Podcast on Instagram and let me know which tip you're starting with first. Maybe you can find an accountability in the comment section so that you can dive in and start taking massive action to start growing your traffic and your results for free. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Gold Digger Podcast. Until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for Gold Diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer care team is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.